Well, basically, it happened yesterday, right? The shooting. I was at the door and I saw the shooting. Saw part of it, not all of them. And then this morning, we came back. My boss sent me on a test drive. When I was on my way to the test drive, I saw a guy standing across the street there. He looked out. His face was covered with some red shirt, I guess. He had two sticks on his hand to help him, to help himself walk. And then from what I saw yesterday, I kind of thought it was the same guy. So I came back and I alerted the cops about it. I was one of the cops on the car, and I say, "Hey, that's the guy, that's the guy." And one of the guys the officer just waved the hand at me, said, "Wait." And then all of a sudden they blocked the street and they went after him.
Now, let's go back to yesterday. Where we are right now, and maybe you can just point. I know this is radio, but pointing would help as well. Where did the shooting occur relative to where we are now?
We're inside the shop.
Right.
I was on the side of the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard the shot, and I just ran out. Not all the way, just ran out. And I just saw the officer and the guy, the shooting. And that's kind of far from where I was.
Now, where you were this morning where you saw him, I guess you were a little bit, I know where the police have blocked it off. Was it generally in that area where you saw him?
No, I saw him right out on Route 1. There's an entrance to the complex here,
mm-hmm.
right in front. I saw him, like, kind of like, let's say, 50 feet away from me. And he was just, like, standing there. He was trying to walk slowly.
He seemed disoriented, I mean, like, confused, anything like that?
He didn't, kind of. And he was like, he had so much trouble walking. He had so much trouble walking, and he was helping himself with some sticks.
Okay, now he is, so then you saw him, and then you called the police. You didn't try to confront him or anything like that, right?
No, not really. I just went back. I drove the car back, and the first cop I found, I was like, "Hey, the guy's over there, the guy's over there."
And then they got him. And you recognized him from the pictures that were circulated last night, or recognized him from yesterday? Or?
From he didn't look alike from yesterday. He mm-hmm. nothing, because yesterday he had a black hoodie and some gray pants. Today he had like some shorts. I guess he cut the pants, and then he had a white shirt on and some red thing on his face.
Not everybody would react the way you did. What led you to say, call the police? And you seemed very calm about this. I mean,
I was just trying to help. I work here every day.
Sure.
And I just wanted the safety for everybody.
What do you do here?
Mechanic.
You're a mechanic. And what is the name of the business? We'll give them a plug.
Omega Auto Works.
Omega Auto Works. Okay. Now, I understand there's also there was a reward put out last night. Has the police talked to you about that? Would you do it for the reward? Did you accept the reward? That's a minor part of the story, but I'll ask it anyway.
I heard it's a reward. If it comes, that's great. If not, I was just trying to help.